Odell residents are joining the Community Choice Aggregation Project currently underway throughout the county. A 3-2 split vote of the Riodell City Council at their November 15th meeting approved the ordinance. Community Choice Aggregation is a project of the Redwood Coast Energy Authority to provide regional energy that utilizes renewable resources such as biomass for some of the power generation. The program is still in development, and Riodell is one of the last cities to join the project. In the future, residents will start to receive their power from the Community Choice Aggregation Program unless they choose to opt out. Matthew Marshall of RCEA describes the goal of the program.
The goal isn't to have a dramatic rate savings below PG&E. It's, you know, a few percent modest savings. The other sort of, you know, the bigger benefit potentially is the opportunity to invest in local generation projects. And so we're in parallel, and this kind of feeds into the rate setting. We're moving forward. We're in the process of a request for offers for a power purchase agreement for local biomass power. And so that's going to be, you know, contracting with one or more of the existing biomass facilities. That total amount is going to be somewhere, you know, probably in the range of $7 to $10 million a year in procurement from one or more of those facilities. And so how that sort of process plays out will feed into, is one component that will feed into the rate setting as far as, you know, with the commitment though that we're not going to come out of the gate with rates that are, you know, above PG&E's, because otherwise it's going to be dead in the water.
Power will continue to be delivered along the PG&E infrastructure, so there is anticipated to be few changes noticeable to the average customer, other than hopefully a somewhat lower cost. In other council business, Brooke Woodcox, the finance director, presented the fiscal year 2015-2016 annual financial report to the council. The Measure U sales tax increase has resulted in over $56,000 more than what was projected initially. Rate increases at the beginning of the year for water in Riodell have contributed to the city receiving significantly more money than anticipated. The city has received over $1 million in water revenue, which is $369,199 more than originally budgeted in the 15-16 fiscal year. City Manager Kyle Knopp summarizes the water rate increase effect.
And then we also had a water rate increase through the middle of the year. And certainly those were kind of the big changes specific to the water fund. And we certainly have a lot of needs. When you look at the capital needs of the system, we have much of the distribution system is well past its useful life and needs to be replaced. We constantly are having lines breaking. A lot of them are well-known problem spots, but the system definitely needs to be worked on, and we're working towards doing that while leveraging as much outside grant dollars as we possibly can to save the ratepayers of the city money.
Future water rates may need to be re-evaluated in the future, as the Enterprise Fund is not allowed to charge more than the actual cost of providing water to customers. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodelltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Riodell City Council will be Tuesday, December 6th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.